John Batchelor, FT Headline, London reporting. Within these last days, over 75% of foreign money invested into Chinese stocks in 2023 has left. Subhead, traders wait for signs of strong economic rebound before buying back in. My colleague and friend, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, is here. And Gordon, I need an interpretation. This sounds like panic. The old Wall Street adage is, when everybody tries to get out one door, things plunge. Is that what's happening in China, plunging?
They are plunging, John. This really is a result of great disappointment in the Chinese economy, because everyone thought that after the end of COVID that China would have a sharp rebound up. There was, in the first 3 or 4 months, a sort of slight upward bounce, but not very much. And what we have seen recently are really disturbing signs. So money is left, and a lot of money is left.
A lot of money. We welcome our colleague Charles Ortel of On the Money with Charles Ortel podcast to comment on this and one other headline that's a puzzle because it sounds like panic. Charles, a very good day to you. South China Morning Post in these last days. Chinese stocks have been a U.S. $955 billion blunder in 2023 for market forecasters. Bears still have reasons to predict more pain. This is a long way of saying get out now. Is that it, Charles? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. I think Gordon has for years been saying get out, and I believe we covered this months ago. Chinese stocks, the financial results that are portrayed in most of the reports are fiction. They're impossible to check. Accountants don't really check them. And I think what you're going to see soon are reports coming out of audited Western and international firms that are more rigorous, where CEOs and division managers are going to speak negatively about the prospects they see inside China, confirming these recent results. So, yes, this is very, very worrying and very dangerous.
Gordon, what happened to that idea of obliging the Chinese stocks that also list in New York to obey the rules here? Did that follow through?
Well, in August of last year, the Public Accounting Oversight Board came to a surprising deal with Chinese regulators to allow U.S. inspectors to look at audit papers in Hong Kong of Chinese companies. And that inspection is continuing. Right now, I think that most people say, well, you know, as Charles says, Chinese results are fabricated. But they can see what's happening in the broader economy, and they're bailing because of those broader trends.
So it's a coincidence that the SEC is looking at Chinese stocks and the Chinese stocks are plunging. That I shouldn't connect those dots. Is that it, Gordon?
Yeah, those are two separate things, John.
You have a question for Charles.
Charles, you know, we have seen, of course, problems in the Chinese economy that's spooking everybody. But what about the rest of the world? Where are we on equity markets, and how are they reacting to developments?
Well, the most concerning thing that's happened in the Joe Biden presidency has been the Federal Reserve lifting benchmark interest rates as much as they've been lifting. The 10-year U.S. government debt rate is approaching 5% now, which is way, way higher than it used to be. The interest bill on U.S. federal debt is, if not the largest, the second largest expenditure in the federal government. In short, our debt in the U.S. and around the world is way too high, and interest rates are now rising. How high will they go? Who might be that entity in some country, could be the U.S., that everyone thinks is sound but actually is not? And then all of a sudden, we have a repeat of what happened in 2007 through 9, or worse, 87 or 1929. So the world is, I think, on dangerous ground everywhere. The business model of outsourcing is dead and buried. And the people who benefited the most, China and India, from that, I think, are going to suffer now as people retreat, Western companies retreat and start to export from their home bases, which will be good for certain Western countries, assuming we can gain control of our debt levels and our government finances soon, which is not a safe assumption.
The Chinese Communist Party wants foreign investors back. The Chinese stock market is an example of how that's not happening now. What would be needed for change for the foreign investment money to go back into the stock market? What needs to happen right away, Charles?
Proof that you can get your money back out. I mean, the opposite of what happened to that Mark Mobius, I think, a famous hedge fund guy, tried to close his personal account and was told he couldn't get the money out. So you'd have to have, before you attract new money in, you have to prove that your currency will be freely convertible and that you're not going to be subject to the kind of manipulation, indeed, I'd say crookedness, that you see out of China when big investors try to take their capital back. Same is true for India, which has a partially convertible currency.
Gordon, my memory, because we've been talking about the Chinese stock market for years, is that it was always non-transparent, that it was always gamed. They would name a company for a forest that had nothing to do with forests. I remember an example like that. And there were no rules applied to them similar to stocks in America. And yet foreign investment flowed in. It was something of a casino. And it was a puzzle to me. Why did that go on for so long, Gordon? And what happened?
I think people were looking at the broader Chinese economy and trajectory. And that was the time when people said it was inevitable that China would overtake the U.S. and become the world's largest economy by 2027 or 2035 or pick your date. But it was really, I think, looking at broader trends rather than specific companies. Because as you point out, specific companies were frauds in many cases.
So, Charles, it was agreed upon that we're going to do magical thinking because eventually it'll be a real market. Was that the story that was sold to the investors?
Yes, I go back to interest rates. When your benchmark interest rates are very low, that means that investors are getting nothing on their savings accounts. They're pushed and drawn into taking risks they shouldn't take. And the surface level argument that China has a large population, China has industrious people, the market should develop eventually, let's get in now when things are cheap. That surface level analysis propelled a lot of people and fund managers to do very stupid things. And that now, in a period of rising interest rates, the piper is going to get paid.
So it was a casino, a crooked casino. Is that too big a metaphor?
Well, yes. My father, who was a nuclear physicist, liked to say about it is that you probably will do better. There's stronger scientific arguments for investing in the Hong Kong races with horses, where you can study their genetic lines and stuff, than there may be picking Chinese stocks.
Gordon, you have a question for Charles.
Charles, are these problems in various countries going to feed into each other, one triggering other problems? Or are these countries resilient enough to be able to withstand problems in, for instance, China?
Well, Dr. Doom, Nouriel Roubini, was fond of saying in the 7 through 9 period that we have different pieces of the global economy. We have Europe, we have North America, we have rising Asia, and it's very unlikely in his view that all would go down at the same time. I beg to disagree. I think that unfortunately, European and international investors don't have the same free checking account bases in their banks that we have in America. So these European and foreign firms have been among the worst offenders in speculation. So now as problems rise everywhere, and as governments manifest their incompetence, we are dangerously close to another 1929-1933 situation where the institutions are not strong enough to protect the consumer from the mistakes of the experts.
Charles, the Chinese stock market is gone. The property bubble has burst. Unemployment is so high they won't give us statistics anymore. And Xi Jinping is directing his army and navy to threaten the neighborhood. Is this the bottom, Charles?
I think you can see the bottom. I mean, if this progresses much more in terms of military adventurism, you could see things go very badly wrong. I mean, look what's happened, for example, in Ukraine.
Right.
That's not going well.
Charles Ortel, our guy, Charles Ortel, Sunday on the Money with Charles Ortel podcast. Gordon Chang, I'm John Bell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,